The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, home of the Super Six.
The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, home of the Super Six.
Yes, welcome back. It's Jenny with you until 2 o'clock today. Now, it was a big night last night. It was the National Television Awards. And, well, it's the day afterwards where you'd be feeling a little bit ropey. But Geordie Shore star Charlotte Crosby is joining us now live on the air. So, Charlotte, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am very well. So tell us the madness of last night. How good was it?
Oh, it was such an amazing night. I mean, we didn't win in our category, but just being nominated and getting into the shortlist just was so amazing. We're all really proud of how far the show's come. So we had a really good night and I'm feeling a little bit hungover again.
And to sit in a room with such greats and legends. And I know there was a big, we haven't got to see it here just yet, but there was a great tribute paid, I believe, to Deirdre Barlow.
That was very touching. At the end, actually, Ken, do you know Ken? That's his on-show name. Is
William Roach.
Yeah, yeah. He did all the speech and then everyone just stood up at the end and gave a massive round of applause. It was a standing ovation. Like, it was really emotional. I got a bit overwhelmed at one point and tears started coming in my eyes because it was just so beautiful.
I think it's quite shocking because we all grew up watching Coronation Street and Deirdre over the years, and I know it was in the paper only last week that she had decided she maybe wasn't going to come back. I think later that night, sadly, she kind of passed away, so it seemed like a bit of a shock for everyone.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
So tell us about yourself anyway, Charlotte, because there's so much talk about your DVD. I was even looking at the photographs this morning and I cannot get my head around this. It's just incredible, the transformation. So am I right in saying that you went from a size 16 to a size 8 in 6 months? Is that right? Or
yes.
How? I need everyone listening at the moment is probably feeling a bit sluggish after Christmas and they're thinking to themselves, is that even physically possible? But from these photographs, it looks like it is.
Well, what I started doing was in the very beginning, I started to do a lot of exercise. I didn't do any exercise at all for about 4 years while I've been on Geordie Shore, eating bad, drinking lots. I didn't do any exercise. I was so bad at it. I just decided I didn't want to do it because I was a bit embarrassed, actually. Because you know when you go into the gym and sometimes it can be a little bit intimidating. You don't really know what you're doing and everyone's looking and you just feel a little bit embarrassed.
It's kind of there's mirrors everywhere and then people come in and they look like they're going out for the night. They're so well dressed and you're going, I don't want to be in there sweating in a horrible outfit.
So it was quite intimidating for me, so I didn't want to go. Anyway, so I started introducing some exercise into me like life, and I was doing more and more, and then the things I was doing was kind of high intensity training. So really short bursts of high intense workouts, lots of cardio, lots of resistance work. And after a while, when I started dropping the weight and people were noticing differences in my body, they were all just asking, how are you doing it? How are you doing it? So I thought, what better than to bring out a DVD of all the routines that I was doing up until the build-up of losing all the weight? So we'll put them together and just put them all in a DVD so that everyone can do them in the comfort of their own home as well, because as the same for me, like I found it intimidating going in a gym.
And it's a hard thing and you kind of want to get motivated, but it's easier to do when you're at home. Your DVD is called the 3-Minute Belly Blitz and I haven't actually got to see it yet. Is it an easy one to follow? Because I do remember getting sent in Mel B's DVD workout a couple of years ago and I actually for the crack tried it when I got home and it was so fast I couldn't keep up.
Some of them are like that, aren't they?
Yeah, I was going, wow.
Mine's really, really good because it's only 3-minute sections. You can choose how many you want to do. You don't have to do the full DVD. You take it at what you can handle. So you go at your own pace. At first, I was only doing 2 or 3 a day. Now that I'm better, I try and do all 12 of them. But there's 3 people on it. There's me and my 2 trainers, Richard and David. And David does the easy option and me and Richard do the harder option. So there's also an option that for if you're struggling a little bit, you go with what David's doing. So I like the thing. I've made it really doable for everyone of all different work and out.
And like, is there a kind of a strict diet that you kind of need to follow with it, or if you're doing the exercise, do you not need to worry quite so much?
If you do get the DVD, you do get my diet plan included into it, which is really fun and it's really easy, and you're not cutting anything out. I wouldn't say I diet, I just change my lifestyle to be a bit more healthier, because I don't believe in fad diets or cutting things out. I still eat a little bit of everything, but just in moderation and sensibly.
And, you know, with a night like last night then, and you're kind of following a bit of a strict plan, are you still able to have a couple of drinks with this
oh,
plan?
Oh, yes, of course. You're only human and you've only got one life. You can't just be a robot and be strict and not allow yourself anything. You've got to allow yourself to have treats, and that's what I believe in. So if you're going to go out and have a drink, and it's your one night that you've gone out and you haven't been out for like 2-3 weeks, go wild, do what you want. If you're allowed to have a treat every now and then, don't deprive yourself of anything.
Yeah, I think that's the big key, really, Charlotte. You need to be able to enjoy yourself still, because people think, I'll be so happy when I'm, you know, whatever size and I'm so thin, but then you're kind of miserable because you're not going out and you're not eating what you want, and that kind of brings you down as well.
Yeah.
So have you been watching? I know, obviously, you won the 12th series of Celebrity Big Brother back in 2013. Have you been watching the current series?
Yeah, I've been watching it. I love it. It's so good. They've got some characters in there this time, and I just think all of them together can make a good show, really entertaining.
Have you got a favourite in mind that you think deserves to win?
Well, I love Katie Hopkins and I love Katie Price.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that about Katie Hopkins.
I really like her. Fair enough, she's got some awful opinions and I don't agree with everything she says.
Yeah.
But it's just good that she says them. Like, she speaks her mind, and you can't, like, bash someone for that. It's like, it's just a quality she's got. And I've actually met her, and she's the most lovely, down-to-earth person I've ever met.
That's what I wonder with these people. Are they sometimes nicer when they're kind of not in character, per se?
Well, I bet in that house, right, when they're living in that house, I bet she's lovely. I bet you there's some really lovely moments of her. But they're not going to show that.
No, they're not.
They want to show you what she's known for, and they'll pick out the 5-10 minutes of the day from where she had an argument, and they'll use that in the hour that we see. And I bet most of the rest of the day, I bet she's looking out for people and she's having nice little chats, but that's boring. No one wants to see that, do they?
No, no one likes nice people, do they? We like to be able to watch something and give out. What did you find was the hardest thing about being in that house?
It's just the boredom. Like, you're in there for like 3 weeks, and there is nothing to do. There's no telly, there's no phones, there's no radio. For a while, we didn't even have a clock. We didn't know the time. It was like every hour felt like a week.
Oh, that's kind of like torture, I would imagine, after a while. And do you forget when you're in there that you're actually, because I've noticed when I'm watching, I'm like, do these people remember that they're being filmed? Or just do you kind of nearly forget at some points when you're there so long?
Yeah, you do. You do. You forget. You just forget.
Because I've seen people having drinks and you're watching them going, do they know they're on TV and people are watching this?
Yeah, you just totally forget. You just don't even realise in the end.
So anyway, the DVD is available now. It's called the 3-Minute Belly Blitz. And certainly, I have never seen such a walking advertisement for a product in my life. It really is. I'm tempted to try it out myself because I feel like I might be able to follow this one a little bit easier than some of the other ones. And this seems like it's accessible for all of us, isn't it?
Yes, tell you what, I'll get your address after this and I'll send you one.
Oh, lovely. Well, do you know what we'll do? I'll do a little before and after photo as well, Charlotte.
Yes.
And I hope if I'm looking half that good in 6 months, I will be ecstatic.
Amazing. It's on.
Charlotte, great to talk to you. Thanks so much. And we'll let you maybe go and put your head down after last night. You can finally have a little bit of a chill, all right?
Okay, thank you. Lovely speaking to you.
Thanks, Emil, for that, Charlotte. Well, there you go. And of course, if you are getting on the kind of, you know, the diet plan, well, not so much even the diet plan, but wanting to get fit and healthy, make sure you tune into 2FM for Optram with our very own Nikki. It's going to be on Tuesday. Did you hear me? Saturday morning at 9 a.m. here on 2FM. They'll be giving you lots of tips and little helpful bits that are going to keep you going for the next couple of months anyway in the new you for 2015. This is Avicii on 2FM.